Let's bring in a man that celebrated that championship last night, Mark Edward Vlasic. Where does that rank in historical experiences for you, Mark?
Right up there, right behind the Olympics, but right up there in my career for sure.
What was it like on the bench as that third period ticked down last night and you guys were trailing 1-0?
I was hoping, thinking we'd get a goal. Well, thinking and then hoping. We got a big power play, and I think our power play scored the first goal, first power play goal of the tournament, which was huge. And then, I mean, our penalty kill, then we scored. So a huge boost of emotions, huge change of emotions too, from the bench, in the stands, in the arena. It was quite a way to finish.
You know, Mark Edward, you could sense the nervousness, the apprehension in the crowd. Could you guys feel that as well? Because they didn't really get emotionally involved until halfway through the third period when they realized maybe if we start cheering, the team might do better. Was it the same feeling on the bench?
Well, we could hear the crowd every once in a while trying to get us going. We knew we had to stay with it. Obviously, everybody in Canada was like, oh, boy, it's 1-0. And Canada's not leading, so of course everybody started being nervous, but it took a little longer than we wanted to get that first one and get the win. But everybody, you know, texting me and everybody I saw after was like, what a finish. Wow, what a finish. huge swing of emotions for everybody that I know.
Yeah, you mentioned that, like, the Darren asked you the first part, what it was like when you're down 1-0. And, you know, we always try to get these perfect visuals. We mentioned, like, when March Madness, they flash on the cheerleaders of the losing team right away. I mean, the predictability. But I thought, just when, I guess about 20 seconds left when you ice the puck because you're shorthanded, I thought it was the giddiest I'd seen an NHL bench. Like, all you guys have won stuff, and it was just, it was like a peewee bantam tight team for 20 seconds. I thought that was kind of a little bit of magic.
It was, well, when we scored that second one, guys were just jumping up and down on the bench as if we just won the end of the world. So those guys really cared. We really wanted to win, even if it was just a tournament put together. Once put on a Canadian jersey, pride kicks in and you want to win for your country. So, you know, on the bench, we were calm at first. We were down 1-0. We wanted to score, and then within 3 minutes, we were five-year-old guys just jumping up and down.
You play against Kopitar a lot. You play against Hossa a lot, you know, both in the Western Conference. They seemed to play with a little bit more passion last night, too, and that made it a little more difficult for this team, didn't it?
They were a really good team. Even the first game we played them in the round robin, I thought they were very good, and they got better as the tournament went on and gave us a huge challenge in the finals.
We know you got to go, but congratulations on the accomplishment and another championship and another title on your resume. Thanks, Mark Edward.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.